For all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So I apologize, I'm going to screen share over here because I don't have my Mishnah Berurah with me. It's downstairs in the car. And so I'm putting it here on the screen, otherwise I won't know what to say. Says the Mechaber, we're holding Siman Reish Mem Tes, continuing on with the halachas of Erev Shabbos. In Kibbol Olav L'Sanes, if somebody accepted upon himself a fast, Be'erev Shabbos and Erev Shabbos, Tzorech L'Sanes Atzeis Kechavim, you have to keep the fast until nighttime. So we know, we've learned this previously, that on Erev Shabbos we are able to make Shabbos early. Some people daven Ma'ariv early even during the week, but we're able to daven Ma'ariv early. So let's say somebody accepted upon himself a fast on Friday, and then he made Shabbos early, so now he finishes davening, it's not Tzeisa Kechavim yet. You still have to wait, and you have to fast until Tzeisa Kechavim. That's the first sheet in the Mechaber. Im loy shepiresh b'shas kabolas atainis atshiyash l'matzibar tfilosan, unless you accept it upon yourself that you will only fast until you accept Shabbos. So let's, before we go further, let's do the Mishnah Berurah on this. Lis anis, says the Mishnah Berurah, k'day, I'm sorry, that's on yesterday's thing, your test, Siv Katan your test, Tzorech lis anis, you have to fast. Ukamai im kibel tainis stam, just like in any other fast, if you accept upon yourself a fast on a Tuesday, b'shar yimei shvu on any day of the week, the dinehi ad tzeis kechavim. The halacha is that you're accepting the fast until tzeis. So unless I say otherwise, of course, I can accept upon myself any Kabbalah I want. But let's say I do the regular Kabbalah's tainis. For whatever reason, I'm a member of the Chevra Kedisha, and I fast on Zayin Adar, or I fast every Erev Rosh Chodesh, and I say Yom Kippur Katan. So the day before my mincha, I'm a Kabbal tainis. If I don't say otherwise, it's automatically the fast is until tzeis kechavim. Okay. It doesn't help if he daven tefillas ma'ariv early from plag. Okay. Who adin hacha? The same halacha will be over here. The enai nechshav le iser b'mashah nichlas a Shabbos gima una. What about the problem we said you're not supposed to coming into Shabbos when you are in pain, when you're hungry? Since you mekabel upon yourself a fast, it's not considered that you're coming into Shabbos. You don't have that concern, and therefore you are allowed to. You would fast until say sakachavim. Okay, of course on Shabbos, except as we'll see, the only exception will be for a tainus cholam. You are not allowed to fast on Shabbos. So then, unless you made specifically that I'm only being mekabel the tainus until that time, but az mutter, then it would be mutter. Hold on, let the page load. But az mutter, then it would be mutter to only fast afilo idayim gadol, even if it's still you made early Shabbos, you davened right by Ma'ariv, right after Plag HaMincha. If you made a condition only to fast after mincha gedolah, you can make any condition that you want. Now, let's go back over here. Hold on. Sorry. This will make my computer freezes. Okay. Says the Rama. So that was the Mechaber. But yes, Shaim and the Lo Yashlim, some say the other Shita. That no, even though I was mekabel my tainus stam on Erev Shabbos, I don't have to complete the fast like on a regular day. We have to complete the fast till tzeis kechavim. Yes, yomrim de lo yashlim el meyad sheyotze beis haknesses yoichel. As soon as you leave davening, you're able to eat. This is the Torah, the Martcha, Seif Perik Vakom Arvim B'Shem Haram Vagoyes Maimini Perik Aleph Mechus Tainus L'chein. So therefore, he says a hachra, a machria. Right. So we have two sheetahs over here. One sheet is that I'm a Kabbalah Tainus Stam, Mechaber's Shita, I have to fast all the way till Tzeis Kechavim, no matter what, unless I specifically said that at the time that I was Mechabel my Tainus. Then we have the Ramah Shita, brings down from many other Shitas, that know that if it's Erev Shabbos, you only have to fast until you finish davening, and then once you finish davening, even if you daven early, right after Plaga Mincha, you're able to break your fast. Says the Rama, we're gonna be machri over here. Luchay. Betainis yachid, if it's an individual tainis, lo yashlam, when you finish davening, you can go break your fast. But by the toiv lefarish came b'shaska b'al satainis, it still would be better, so you're not entering into this machloikis. The best thing would be that when you accept upon your fast the night before, say, I'm only fasting until after I daven. U'betainis tzibur, when it comes to a tainis tzibur, yashlam v'hachi noig, then you should fast all the way till tzeis and follow the shita that you have to fast to tzeis. V'imu tainis cholam, what happens if it's a tainis cholam? Sarich lasanis et tzeis kechavim, everyone agrees that in that case, you will always fast until tzeis hakechavim. Let's see the Mishavur on this. V'yashayim and deloy, that's what the Rama said, that those who hold otherwise, that you don't have to fast all the way to tzeis. Hayashayim and svarle, the Yeshayim holds the bein betainis yachid, bein betainis tzibur, kigoin, asar betevis, shachal be'er Shabbos. Asar betevis, we know, is the tainis tzibur that are able to fall out on Erev Shabbos. Lo yisaning rak achiyetz in basic nesses. They hold that on Friday you should only fast until you leave shul. The os kvar kibla Shabbos betfilo shemespalim and plaga mincha ve'elach, because you were ready mekabel Shabbos, right? Which he reminds us, which he reminds us that it is I'm a mess tonight. Humi yud aleph shayis chas revia. It's from 1 hour and a quarter before tzeis ve'elach v'shayis saying. It depends on the time of the year. Umikra yedezeh hashlamis tainis. That's considered completing your tainis. Matrimas ana adach kabbalah Shabbos. That, according to the Dei Hashomer, by all taneisim, if it's erev Shabbos, even if I didn't say anything specifically, I only have to fast until I daven kabbalah Shabbos. I leave shul. I can break my fast. Who adim erev yontiv adach kabbalah yontiv. Ubechol. During the week, they don't agree that during the week you cannot break your fast from when you daven ma'ariv. You have to wait until tzeis. So we have a fundamental machlokes in between the Rama, the shitas that the Rama is bringing down, and the shita mechaber. The fundamental, no matter what tainus it is, if I was not specific, according to the mechaber, and it's erev Shabbos, according to mechaber, I got to fast till tzeis. According to the shitas that the Rama brings down, I only have to fast until I daven Kabbalah Shabbos and I leave shul. So, no matter what kind of tainus, the Rama comes with a compromise. The betainus yachid ahenu. What's a tainus yachid? Gozal atzma tainus that a guy decided on his own to fast. Lismecha yeshayim lo yashlim. They can be simuch on the yeshayim. Umikol makam lechatchila toiv yaisus sheperish kem b'shas Kabbalah satainus. It's still better to make that specifically part of your Kabbalah and Tainus. And this way, you don't have to be Simech on the Yeshayim, you're good according to everybody. Ube di Evet, ein zeh lo ikuva, that if you didn't do it, you can still break your fast once you Mekabel Shabbos. Ube Tainus Tzibur, when it comes to a Tainus Tzibur, chamir mizeh, v'tzar, it's more chamadik, v'tzarach lahashem kedin, and you have to finish all the way to the end, to Tzeisak Echavim, like the Mechaber. But in a tainus tziba filled tonight, loy mahani, the labi didei talyamilsa. When it comes to asar b'tevis, it's not up to me to make a condition. I'm only going to fast tomorrow. But tziba shagah now, so therefore, according to everybody, I would have to fast until it says. The tziba shagahs me'atzma al tainus mechadosh b'shul eze inyan. Right? What happens if a community says, you know what, we chas v'shalom, we have a tzara going on, and we want to be mekabel tainus? Tonight, there, if they make it tonight, they would be able to make it tonight. If they wouldn't make it tonight, that would be considered a tainus tzibur, and you would have to wait until tzeisak echavim. But they could make it tonight. So in the summary, we end up with three, according to the machria, the Rama, we end up with three categories. Tainus yachid, even if I should make it tonight, but even if I didn't make it tonight, I only have to fast until I'm a kabbal Shabbos. Tainus tzibur, asar b'tevis, there's no option. Whether I made it tonight or not, I got to fast till tzeis kechavim. A tainus tzibur of a community, not one of the fasts that we have as accepted as one of the fasts, but it's tainus tzibur of the community for a situation, that will depend. If they made it tonight, then you can make it tonight. But if they didn't make it tonight, you would have to fast until tzeis. Okay, let's continue on. Mishabur, but Tainus Yachin. Tainus Yachin, Nikum, Misha Kibel Alatz, Milasanis, Be'er Shabbos. Zeh, Oy Shadak, Ilasanis, Bechol, Erev Shabbos, or his meaning is to always fast Erev Shabbos, Oy Erev Rosh Chodesh, Lechal, Erev Shabbos, or if it's Erev Rosh Chodesh. See, then he says, Hey, no, it's a Nosh, and I'm a Kibbe, come, come, Yom Hey. Some people, of Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos, they say Yom Kippur and Yom Hey, and if they fast, they do that on Thursday. Ili Ha'imer Mesanin Gam Yom Hey, because they would anyway fast on Thursday. But those who fast on Friday, if it's Erev Rosh Chodesh, that would be considered a Tainus Yachid. It's Eli Rabbah B'Simin Tov Yod Ches. Oy Shem Mesanin Yom Shem Eis B'Yom V'Ima, if somebody fasts on a day that he has Yahrzeit, Oy Chav Sivan, there was an Indian to fast that day, Oy Shem Mesanin Tanisan Hamavar B'Simin Tov Kof Beis. Other tanesim that is described later that some people would be mekabel on themselves. Kosaf, Magen Avraham. The imisan of a chol erev Shabbos. If you fast erev erev Shabbos, vehishlam pam rishon tzarich linen kein loylam. You have to always do it. V'adim mechol hanal. So if a person accepts upon himself to fast on a day that he has yahrzeit and he completes it, and if he didn't say b'li neder, then it's like he accepted it upon himself. Mistamek kol zeh shaloi hisna beferich. You didn't make say that. You're not accepting upon yourself to always do it. So if a person would go ahead and decide on his father's yahrzeit, he's going to fast. And he didn't say that I'm only doing it this year, I'm not being mekabel for future. The assumption is he was mekabel upon himself. If it falls out on Erev Shabbos, don't be mashlim it. So this way, that becomes your meaning not to do it, and therefore you don't have a problem. If the first time he did it, you do finish it. What happens if the first time the guy at the Yard site was on a Tuesday and he finished the whole fast, so then it comes Erev Shabbos, you would also have to fast until Tzeis Gerech Chavim. The Mistamid died to Lissna Kein Tomei, because that was his intention. Lo Yishe Hisna Beferish, Ein died to Lissna Kein Loilam. Unless he said it clearly. Yesh Chalkam Alzeh Besarli, the Mistamid, like Kibbal Atzim Lahafim Afber Erev Shabbos, that's Mistamid, I'll explain this all outside in a second. Okay, Misha Mistar, Yuchel, Lissma, Chal, Makilam, Velechel, Tekev, Akim, Tziyosim, Vesek, Nesim, Afshin, Yom Gelsim. Basically, as follows. Person, Rahman al-Litzlan, loses his father. And then it comes the first year, his fast is Erev Shabbos. It's very simple. So that first year, only fast, daven right after plak, only fast until then, and now you set your minig that on Erev Shabbos, you only fast till plak, and till you mekabel Shabbos, and then you have no problem. What happens if the first year he has yahrzeit is a Tuesday, and he fasts till Tzeis Kechavim? The next year, his yahrzeit falls out on a Friday. Do we say that the fact that he fasted, here's the Shiloh, do we say that the fact that he fasted last year until Tzeis, that means he was accepted upon himself to always fast on the day of his yahrzeit, and therefore, even on a Friday, he was accepting upon himself the fact that Tzeis Kechavim? Well, we say no. Yes, he accepted upon himself to always fast until Tzeis Kechavim, except when it falls out on Shabbos, that was never his intention. When it falls out on Erev Shabbos, he would only fast until he is Mekabel Shabbos. And there he's entering into a suffix what it is. Some say that's okay, and some say no. Of course, as we learned previously, comes to all these things, you're always better to say very clearly what your intention is and to say that you're doing a B'li Neder, and then you avoid all these problems. Okay? Then the Mechaber said that when it comes to the Tainus Cholam, according to everybody, we should be fasting until, say, Sakechavim. Ad say Sakechavim. Even the Yeshayim that the Rama brought down, that you only have to fast until you Makabel Shabbos, when it comes to a Tainus Cholam, that you have to fast until Tzeis. We'll see later on in Reish Pei Peches that you can fast the Tainus Cholam even on Erev Shabbos. The Kolshkim Sheyashlam and Alayla, and certainly, you should therefore, here where it's Erev Shabbos, you should finish until Tzeis. Vehine, Yeshma Paiskim Shechalkim, there are those who argue, Vesayim, the Gamba Tainus Cholam, Dai Lahamta, and Sheyetzim, Vesak Nesas, Arvis, there are those who disagree. And they hold that even by a Tainus Cholam, you should only fast till Tzeis. Vesayim, make Kriya Shlama, that's considered completing. Avachroinim, Skimim, Ama Shulchan Aruch, the most that Achroinim, Maskim, with the Mechavra, the Ein Lo Hakobazah, it should not be Mekel, the Kivin, Shehim, Ibnea, Sakona, The reason for fasting for a tainus cholam, for those who do it, is in order to prevent the sakana that perhaps comes from a bad dream. Ulevayer hacholam ra, to get rid of the bad dream. Shem lo yoyel levat loyim lo yashar leila. Maybe not fasting till night will not be mevatel the cholam, and therefore you should not play around with this, and you should certainly fast until Tzeis Kechavim if you're fasting a tainus cholam on Erev Shabbos. Okay. We are going to stop over here, and in Yetzer Hashem, we will continue tomorrow.